This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Stun grenades were fired outside Kabul airport on Friday to hold back large groups of Afghan civilians eager to flee the Taliban. More than 18,000 people have been flown out of Kabul since the takeover of Afghanistan's capital, according to a NATO official, but thousands of people desperate to flee the country are still trying to get into the airport. A U.S. official said on Friday there are currently about 5,800 U.S. troops at the airport in Kabul to help with evacuation efforts. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered about 6,000 troops in total, a number that is expected to be reached in the coming days. The speed with which the Islamist militant Taliban conquered Afghanistan as U.S. and other foreign troops were completing their withdrawal surprised even their own leaders and has left power vacuums in many places. The Taliban called for unity ahead of Friday prayers, the first since they seized power, calling on imams to persuade people not to leave Afghanistan amid the chaos at the airport, protests, and reports of violence. Damaged or impassable roads were complicating efforts on Friday to deliver aid to more remote parts of Haiti devastated by an earthquake last weekend that killed more than 2,000 people. On the main inland mountain road between two of the hardest-hit urban areas, landslides and cracks in the tarmac make it hard to dispatch aid to farming communities now grappling with food insecurity and access to water. The poorest country in the Americas, Haiti is still recovering from a 2010 quake that killed over 200,000 people. The country was pitched into deeper instability last month by the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, and a powerful storm hit Haiti earlier in the week, triggering landslides, also making it harder to find victims of last Saturday's quake, with a death toll now at 2,189 people. This is VOA News.